Trump indicates end of hire American policy may invite more foreign workers. By Neil Monroe on February 7, 2019. President Donald Trump suggested that he is ready to ditch his inauguration day promise of a hire American economic policy, even though thousands of auto workers are being laid off. Millions of Americans do not have jobs, and many millions of Americans cannot get better paying jobs. The huge policy shift in favor of employers and investors is emerging after Congress blocked his border wall and his border security reforms, and after the GOP-led Congress passed Trump's tax cut. It is fair to say that the president is abandoning his hire American policy, said Mark Krikorian, director of the Center for Immigration Studies. Trump's statement also gives a green light to the panel of GOP and Democratic appropriators in Congress who are trying to overcome the partisan gridlock over the border wall and border security, Krikorian added. The legislators are expected to draft a compromise by February 15 that can expand several migration-related programs which allow employers to import cheap, temporary visa workers instead of hiring Americans at market rates, he said. Trump is not only making it easier for appropriators to approve this guest worker increase. It seems to be that he's telegraphing to them that's what they should do, Krikorian said. One of the draft visa worker expansions is dubbed country caps. It would remove diversity provisions in immigration law to allow employers to offer citizenship to roughly 100,000 Indian outsourcing workers each year if they agree to cheaply replace the American graduates who are now working in well-paid software, accounting, design, engineering, medicine, and education careers. The panel is expected to draft their plan by February 15. The country caps bill may be approved this month without any hearings to gauge the impact on the American middle class. On Tuesday, Trump declared during his State of the Union speech that "I want people to come into our country in the largest numbers ever, but they have to come in legally." On Wednesday, Trump reaffirmed the pro-migration statement when he was asked by a reporter, "So, you're changing your policy officially, then? You want more illegal immigration?" Trump answered, "I need people coming in because we need people to run the factories and plants and companies that are moving back in. We need people. Our unemployment numbers are so low," Trump said. Trump's pro-migration announcement prompted protests from a group of pro-Trump graduates who have organized to stop the outsourcing of middle-class jobs in the United States. Protect U.S. workers wrote. As a group of Americans workers who have been displaced from their jobs and campaigned for President Trump and his Hire American, Buy American policy, we are very disappointed with the approach he is taking by rewarding the H-1B visa abuse. We will not support the president if he continues to side with the H-1B foreign workers and the big corporations. In November, the Protect U.S. Workers group helped defeat GOP Representative Kevin Yoder, who lost his suburban seat after pushing the country caps outsourcing bill. The group is aided by federal data showing the number of jobs given to H-1B visa workers in each congressional district. The data also shows the employers and the pay promised to the visa workers. But the data does not show the number and location of jobs given to L1, OPT, CPT, H4EAD, TNRE3 visa workers. The ALIPAC grassroots group also opposes the more migrants policy. Trump's shift on Hire American is also being denounced by U.S. tech workers, a left-of-center group. The various visa worker programs, such as the H-1B, OPT, and L1, have allowed investors to import a population of roughly 1.5 million college graduate temporary workers. Roughly two-thirds of these workers are Indian, many of whom are under contract to the Indian-owned outsourcing companies that work for a myriad U.S. companies. This resident army of contingent workers are used to displace Americans, even when American job seekers are qualified, and even when Americans are working in the jobs. There is no legislative cap on the total number of outsourcing workers who can be imported to take middle-class jobs, nor any rules to prevent companies from paying visa workers much lower salaries than sought by American graduates. There are no effective rules to prevent the visa workers from taking the starter jobs needed by new U.S. graduates, and no effective rules to prevent the displacement of middle-aged Americans who are trying to raise children and pay their children's college fees. There are no rules to prevent nonprofit hospitals and universities from hiring an unlimited number of visa workers, and no rules to prevent companies from hiring visa workers to guard Americans' financial and healthcare data. There are no rules to protect arts, media, and design graduates. And no rules to prevent displaced American technology graduates from taking jobs sought by American arts graduates. The cheap visa workers are extremely valuable to investors because every $1 saved in salaries creates roughly $15 in extra stock market value. In his State of the Union speech, Trump said, "Wages are rising at the fastest pace in decades and growing for blue-collar workers, who I promise to fight for, faster than anyone else." But blue-collar wages are rising because Trump's Hire American policy is forcing employers to recruit sidelined Americans and to compete for the limited pool of workers by offering higher wages, said Krikorian. In 2018, for example, wages rose nationwide by 3% as employers scrambled to hire disabled people, former convicts, and former drug addicts. In fact, salaries for white-collar Americans are rising slower than blue-collar Americans, partly because of the many visa workers. Trump likely does not see any connection between his Hire American policy, the rising wages gained by his blue-collar supporters, or even the impact of illegal immigration, Krikorian said. To give him his due, he probably thinks that this policy change is not a betrayal for all the Americans who are yet to be hired, Krikorian said. He continued, "I don't think he's being forced to give up his Hire American policy. It seems he does not think it necessary because we have a low unemployment rate. He's a billionaire businessman, all the business advocate. People he talks to want more workers to choose from. They don't want to have raise wages, to change the way work is done, to expand or change their recruitment methods, so that's all he hears. I think, he, like a lot of businessmen, thinks the market has to be short-circuited through increased immigration because they're not comfortable with having to hustle for workers. But when the economy slows down, workers have to hustle for jobs. And business executives are okay with that. Big business guys are looking at labor as a commodity, whereas ordinary schmoes are trying to get a higher wage," said Krikorian. "The question is whose life should government policy make easier? And it seems to me that the working stiff is the one whose life we should make easier. Multiple polls indicate that most Americans want to show they like immigrants, and also that most Americans strongly oppose programs which allow employers to hire cheap foreigners in place of Americans. For example, an August 2017 poll by the Trump-affiliated group American First Policies showed only 31% of respondents agreed with the business-first view that we need to increase the amount of foreign workers in the country in order to provide labor and reduce costs for American farms and businesses. 45% disagreed and 23% declined to give their opinion. However, Trump's shift may have a quick impact on the appropriators who are negotiating the 2018 Homeland Defense budget, which is due by February 15. On Wednesday, legislators told reporters that they are finding ways around the Democrats' opposition to a border wall. In July, Democratic and Republican appropriators quietly added the country caps legislation to the 2019 Homeland Security budget. Some of those appropriators are part of the DHS budget panel. The legislators also agreed to expand the H-2A program for agricultural employers and the H-2B program for golf clubs, landscapers, forestry firms and resort companies. Trump's deputies in Congress, including Liaison Chief Shahira Knight, did not object to the cheap labor measure in June 2018, sources told Breitbart News. In December 2018, the outgoing chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Representative Bob Goodlatte, urged Trump's deputies to swap the country caps measure for reforms that would block the wave of asylum-seeking migrants. "It really comes down to the president's focus on money for the wall, and I think the president should really be saying, I want some money for the wall, but I also want some enforcement reforms related to asylum. I want some reforms related to catch-and-release policies," he said. The Republicans on the DHS panel include Alabama Republican Senator Richard Shelby, West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Capito, North Dakota Senator John Hoeven, Missouri Senator Roy Blunt, Texas Representative Kay Granger, Tennessee Representative Chuck Fleischman, Georgia Representative Tom Graves, and Mississippi Representative Stephen Palazzo. The Democrats are Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy, Illinois Senator Richard Durbin, Montana Senator John Tester, New York Representative Nita Lowey, California Representative Lucille Roy Ballard, North Carolina Representative David Price, California Rep. Barbara Lee, Texas Representative Henry Queller, and California Representative Pete Aguilar. The establishment's economic policy of using legal and illegal migration to boost economic growth shifts enormous wealth from young employees towards older investors by flooding the market with cheap white-collar and blue-collar foreign labor. That annual flood of roughly 1 million legal immigrants, as well as visa workers and illegal immigrants, spikes profits and Wall Street values by shrinking salaries for 150 million blue-collar and white-collar employees and especially wages for the 4 million young Americans who join the labor force each year. The cheap labor policy widens wealth gaps, reduces high-tech investment, increases state and local tax burdens, hurts kids' schools and college education, pushes Americans away from high-tech careers, and sidelines millions of marginalized Americans, including many who are now struggling with fentanyl addictions.